Hey, Shalom Rabose. Today's daf is Erev and daf Samach Zayin. We are here on Samach Vav Amud Beis. We had just started the statement of Rava. Rava had said, or at least Abaye had said, that according to Shmuel, there is no bittul. You can't not be mevatel Yerushas, right? We had suggested that there are three possible ways to fix a scenario where you don't have an Erev or you have a Goy or whatever. One of them is bittul Yerushas. You can be mevatel, you can relinquish your rights to the chatzar. One is to socher schiras rishos, to rent the area from a goy. And the third was make an eriv. The third was to actually make an eriv. And Shmuel said, "Ein bittul rishos mechatzar lechatzar." You can't do bittul rishos from one chatzar to the next. And so Abaye had said that's only when the chatzeros are back to back, and there's a door in between the two chatzeros, and they both have an exit into the Rishus HaRavim. But if you have, like we've been explaining, you have a chatzer, chatzer A goes into chatzer B and then goes into the Rishus HaRavim, meaning chatzer A cannot get into the Rishus HaRavim without going through chatzer B. According to Abaye, even though Shmuel says usually you can't be mevatel rishus from one chatzer to the next, in that A into B case, you can do a bit of rishus from one to the next. Rava had said that no, that even in that case, A to B, it depends. And how does it depend? So that's, what do you mean it depends? I mean, in what scenario does it depend? So let's go from Kate's side. We are, let's see here. How many lines up? Ketzad. It's like three lines up on the skinny lines. So Ketzad, how does that work? In what scenario are you allowed to be mevatel Yerushas, and in what scenario are you not allowed to be mevatel Yerushas? Again, the case is, we have a Chatzar A, goes into Chatzar B, then goes into Rishus HaRavim. So the case is like this. Ketzad. First two, there are going to be four cases, and then we have to, and the fourth one is important for us, but for now, there are four cases. Case number one and two. Nasnu eruvan bechitzona. Let's say they put the eruv in the outer chatzar, meaning in chatzar B. V'shachach echad bein mina pnimis bein mina chitzona. And one guy, whether it's in chatzar A or in chatzar B, forgot to join in the eruv. That's case one and two. Right below eruv, and he didn't join up. So then shtei masuros, both of them are usher. Again, the concept we have said before that if someone does not join the eruv, then the eruv is no good. Okay, so both. Well, the chatzeros are no good, because if it's in chatzer B, the drisas haregel of chatzer A, which they can't walk through it, and meaning they are allowed to walk through it, they have rights over there, so if there's no eruv in chatzer A, that's going to asur in chatzer B from carrying. So both of them are no good. Nasnu eruvim apnimus, if you put the eruv in chatzer A, in the inner chatzer, v'shachach echem in apnimus v'lo eruv, and somebody in the inner chatzer forgot to join the Erev, i.e., therefore the Erev is no good, and Chatzar A does not have an Erev. So then again, Shtei Masuros, both, you're not allowed to carry in Chatzar A or Chatzar B, even if you do Bittul. Even if there's Bittul. I'm going to explain all of the cases in a second. Even if that guy who forgot to make it the Erev is Mevatel his rights to the Chatzar. Finally, the fourth case, Shachach Echa Min Chitzon Avlo Erev, if someone in the outer Chatzar to not make an Eruv, and the Eruv is in the inner Chatzar, then the inner Chatzar is fine, they can carry within their own Chatzar, but the outer Chatzar is not allowed to carry, even though the guy is Mevatel Rishus. So now we're going to go through all four cases. Nasnu Eruv b'chitzona. If the Erev, again, the first case, the Erev was in Chatzar B, in the outer Chatzar. V'shachach echa bein mepnis bein mechitzon avalo Erev. Right, again, the first two cases. And somebody, regardless of whether he's in Chatzar A or Chatzar B, forgot to join the Erev. So then we said shter nasuros. Why? Because hai bar pnimis laman divatel. Because if the guy in Chatzar A forgot to make his Erev, who should he bevatel his rishus to? Livatel levnei pnimis, if he's mevatel to the people in the inner chatzar, in chatzar A, that's no good, because leisa le'ruvayu gavayu, because the eruv, again, as we said, is in chatzar B. Livatel levnei chitzona, well, let's say the guy in the inner chatzar should be mevatel as rishus to the people in the outer chatzar, so that's no good, because in betel rishus mechatzar lechatzar, that's Shmuel's rule, that you're not letting mevatel rishus from one chatzar to the next. So according to Rav, in that case, you can't be mevatel rishus from one chatzar to the next. So the third case, or a second case rather. Hai bar chitono l'man nevato. Right? What if the guy in the outer chutzner, again, the Erev is in the outer chutzner, the guy in the outer chutzner, one of the people in the outer chutzner forgot to join in the Erev, who can he be mevatel as rishos to? Levatel levne chitzona, if he's mevatel to the outer chutzner, so ika penimus to asra alayu. The inner chutzner is still going to mess them over. Because the Eruv is no good because somebody in the outer Chatzar forgot to join. So now the people in Chatzar A have no Eruv. So they're going to ask for carrying in Chatzar B because of their Drisa Sarego. Levatel levnei pnimis, if he can be mevatel to the, should he be mevatel to the people in the inner chutzner in chutzner A? So again, he bitl rishus mechutz in the chutzner. Right? That's again Shmuel's rule that you cannot be mevatel rishus from one chutzner to the next. What about the third case? Nasnu eruvim bepnimis. If the eruv is in chutzner A in the inner chutzner, b'shachach echa mepnimis below eruv, and somebody on the inner chutzner in chutzner A in that chutzner forgotten didn't join the eruv, shter nasuros, both of them are no good because high bar pnimis the man devatel, because who can this guy be mevatel? If he's mevatel to the people in the inner chatzer, the outer chatzer asers them. And again, there was no, since he didn't join the eruv, so then the eruv is no good. The people in the outer chatzer, right, you're not allowed to, are they're also their drishus regel are going to mess up and mess over the people in the inner chatzer. Levatel levnei chitona, and you can't be mevatel the people in the other chutzner because they did bithel rishus mechutzner the chutzner, because you can't be mevatel rishus from one chutzner to the next. So finally, the last case, and this is where you see that there is bithel rishus from one chutzner to the next. Shachach echad min chitona v'lo iriv. Let's say someone from the outer chutzner. Again, the iriv is in the inner chutzner, and someone from chutzner B, the outer chutzner, forgot to join the iriv. So vade pnimis muteris. For sure, the inner one is fine if the guy in the outer chutzner is mevatel his rishus, because the achada desha umishtamsha, because they can kind of close off their door, meaning they can just close off the exit from quote unquote, not really, you don't have to put a door, but they can kind of close themselves off in chutzner A. V'chitzona asura, and the chitzona is asur, and therefore, meaning that's the bittul to the inner chutzner. I mean, there's no eruv whatsoever. You kind of like, you kind of just be mevatel it, right? You can, because the guy, again, the outer chutzner forgot to join together, forgot to join in the eruv. So the eruv is no good, and the people in the inner chutzner don't need it. They can make their own eruv. One second. Right, so if you read Rashi over here, he explains it better than my babbling. He says, "Baha modu Shmuel de mevatle bnei chitzon levnei pnimis." In this case, again, when the eruv is in the inner chutzner and someone from the outer chutzner forgot to join together, so here Shmuel agrees that you can be mevatel from one chutzner to the next. Also, Rishus shabalan tochan ali dehergal eruvan. Right, again, that's how. I mean, that's in that case we can be mevatel because you can kind of just close off the chutzner A from chutzner B, and once that guy's mevatel is rishus, it's almost as if like now the eruv is only good for chutzner A, and so now chutzner B doesn't have an eruv, right? The bitl rishus is in effect kind of canceling the A and B merger and saying that no, this eruv is now only good for chutzner A. Okay, fine. So the Gemara asks, "Amar the Ravuna, brother of Yeshua, the Rava, v'chishachach echad min apnimis v'la eruv." One second, if somebody from the inner chutzner didn't make an eruv, amai shteir nasurus, why would both of them be aser? Levat abar pnimis levnei pnimis. Let the inner guy, again, the eruv is in the inner chutzner, and the guy in the inner chutzner forgot to make his eruv. So we said that both of them are aser. So one second, why not? Let the guy in the inner chutzner, chutzner A, be mevatel his rishus, v'teit chitzona v'tishri b'hadayu. And let the outer people come, right? Let the chutzner in the outer, the people in chutzner B come, and hang out with them. Again, since he's mevatel his own rishus in chutzner A, in his own chutzner, so that should work. I mean, that should work, that the eruv should be fine. And so the Gemara says, come on, so who is this like? That's Rabbi Eliezer. Damar einu tzarech levatel rishus l'kol echad v'echad. But that's only good, that suggestion, meaning that let the guy in the inner chutzner be mevatel his rishus, and then the eruv works in the inner chutzner, and therefore the people in the outer chutzner should be able to use it. That's only according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says you don't need to be mevatel your rishus to every single person. Baki kamina la rabbanan. Right, the kasha is according to the rabbanan. Damri tzarech levata lochal echal echal. According to the who say that a person needs to be mevatel to every single person, and again he's not able to be mevatel to the other people, right? To the people in Chatzar B because they are in. They're in a different chater. You can't be mevatel from chater to a chater. Okay. Next topic. Rav Chista, Rav Sheshes, ki kapagu ba'adadi. When Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes were hanging out, Rav Chista Martin Sifvasei. How do you say that? Sifvasei mimasneiso de Rav Sheshes. Rav Chista would tremble. His lips would tremble from Rav Sheshes's masnisa, from his knowledge, his breath of knowledge. Rav Sheshes Marta Kula Gufa Pupul de Rav Chista. Rav Chista, his entire body would shake and be nervous and tremble from Rav Chista's ability to make a laning, to kind of his analytical lumdus ability. So Baimini Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. So right, again, when these two Torah giants met, right, they were equally in awe of each other. Again, they had different strengths, but they played off each other. Baimini Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. So they asked the kasher. Rav Chista asked Rav Sheshes. Shnei batim shnei tzidir Rav Shusha Rabin. Let's say there are two houses on both sides of Rav Shusha Rabin. Lubo nachrim v'kifu mechitza b'shavis. And Goyim came and made a mechitza between them on Shabbos. Meaning, again, you have Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you have a road going down the middle, you have one house on one side, one house on another, and now the Goyim came, and on Shabbos they made a mechitza, right, on the street, effectively closing off, making four walls around this area. Right, again, if the houses are on the east or west side, so now the Goyim made walls on the street on the north and south side. So now you have four walls between these two houses. And an area in the middle. So, Mom, what's the din? Right? Are you able to do some sort of bittul to allow one of the houses to carry into this new area? Right. And again, Rashi points out that the mechitzos are legit. Right? The mechitzos are fine. Right? Again, we had said before in the Masechta that even if a Jew puts up a mechitza on Shabbos, that's legit. We treat it as a mechitza. So certainly, the mechitzas that the Goyim put up are totally fine. But what about, are you allowed to do bittul in this case where the area came up? The whole concept, the whole need to do bittul arose on came to be on Shabbos itself. So he says, Rav Chista says, "I'll leave the man to Amar ain bittul rishus mechatzah to chatzer." According to Shmuel, says you can't be mevatel rishus from one chatzah to chatzer. Lo tiboy lecha. Right? There's no question because hashda di boy le ruve me etmo. Because if you wanted to make an eruv yesterday, matzum arve, they would have been able to make an eruv. So Amar to ain bittul rishus mechatzah to chatzer. But you would have said you can't do bittul from a chatzer to another chatzer. So hacha di boy le ruve me etmo lo matzum arve. Here, if they would have wanted to make an eruv on Erev Shabbos, you couldn't have because it was still Rosh Hashanah Rabim, so the kosher came. So for sure, you're not going to allow them to do bittul. So, but Kitibay Lechav, the question is, Ali B'demand Amar Yeish bittul Rishus Mechatzer Lechatzer. Kod Rabbi Yochanan, who says you can make Bimavatel from one Chatzer to the next, so I'm Hasam di boyla aruve metmal matzu aruve. Do we say that since over there, by a regular case, that they could have made an Eruv, and therefore, between the Nami Matsim Mivatel, and therefore they're also allowed to do Bittel. Aval Hacha lo Matsim Arvim Etmal, between the Nami Matsim Mivatel. But here in this case, where they couldn't have made an Erev on Erev Shabbos, they're also not allowed to do Bittel. I'll do a Maloshna, or maybe it makes no difference, and they can do Bittel. Meaning, is Bittel and the ability to make an Erev linked or not? Some of the Rav Sheshes is Ein Mivatlan, meaning that it is linked. You are not able to make to do bittul in that scenario. Okay, another kasha that Rav Chista asked Rav Sheshes. Meis nochri b'shavas ma'al. What about if the guy died? If the guy died, right? Again, if in a regular case where five Jews live with a guy in a chatzer, so you have to ask him to rent out the rishus, right? And then if he does, then you can do bittul on Shabbos. But let's say he dies, right? Again, usually, the guy's not willing to, so, okay, you could be mevatel, but if the guy dies on Shabbos, at the onset of Shabbos, he asered the chatzer from carrying, now he dies in the middle. So now can you do bittul to allow one of the Jews to carry in the chatzer? So again, Rav Chista says, I'll leave it in the Amar Socher, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, says that you are allowed to rent, right, a chatzer from a Jew if he shows up on Shabbos, Right, then do bittul, like that whole story with the rabbanim in the inn. Right, so delo tibay lecha. There's no kasha because how's the tarti avdin on chadam ibaya? Right, certainly if you can do both these different procedures, i.e., renting the space from the guy and doing bittul, right, when he shows up on Shabbos, so chada, so just doing the bittul for sure is mutter. So eliki tibay lecha alibe the mandamar ain't sochan. It's only according to Shmuel who says you're not allowed to rent the space from a guy who shows up on Shabbos. So tarti hu delo avdin on. The question is like this: can you not do both? Meaning, maybe you cannot do the renting from the goy and the built over shows to allow a Jew to carry in the chotzer, but a hachada of dinan. But maybe you can do one. Maybe only if you don't need to rent the place from the goy because he died, maybe you can do bittul. Oh, deal malosh, no, maybe not. So Amar Leir of Sheshet said back to him, Ani Omer Mevatlin, Vahamnuna Omer Emevatlin. Right, Rav Hamnuna was a contemporary of theirs, so that's probably why he called him by his first name. So Rav Sheshet said, I say you can, right, that you can be Mevatel, but Rav Hamnuna says you cannot. Okay, fine. Amar Vido Mashmuel, Nachri Sheishlo Pesach Arba Al Arba. Let's say a guy, right, he's in a chatzah with a bunch of Jews, but he has an entrance, or rather, really an exit, rather. That's four tvachim by four tvachim, patuach pasuach lebeka, and it opens up into a valley or a, let's say a field. So what's the deal? Meaning the guy obviously has an ability to walk into the chater and through the mavui, etc., but he also has a back door. So what's the deal with that? So the Gemara says afilu machlis umotzi gemalim ukronos koleyom ku lo derech mavui. Even if he's using this mavoi and mistam al-chotzer to bring in camels and wagons and all this merchandise, in osar al-bnei mavoi, he still does not aser the people, other Jews in the mavoi, to carry on Shabbos. Because we assume, well, I guess my time, huh? Wait, what's the reason? Just before I jump the gun. He prefers to use the other exit, meaning he has his own exit from his house, chutz, or whatever it is, and he prefers to go out that way. So even if he's using the other one for business, we still say that he prefers the other exit, and it's ki'ilu, the entrance into the chutz is closed off, he's considered not to be part of the chutz, and the Jews can carry in the chutz. Iboilu, they asked the question, what about a karpif? Pasuch le karpif, now. Right, a karpif, again, is something that is a space that is not usually hukaf. It's not used for dira, but it is usually walled. So what's the deal with that? What about a karpif? So Rav Nachman Bar Ami Mishmida Ulpana. Rav Nachman Bar Ami said from the Ulpana from a Rebbe. Rashi says Shama Mirabo Rabbi Mirabo, meaning according to his Mesora, Afilu Patuach La Karpif. Even if it's open to a karpif, that is fine. The extra exit will allow the people to carry in the chater and the mavoi. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damar Tervayu, Nochri Beis Asayim Oser, Yosef Beis Asayim Eno Oser. Let's say, now it depends, according to Rabbi Rav Yosef, how big the karpif is. If it's a Beis Asayim or less, so then we assume that the goy is not going to go out into through that exit, because it's small, because it's too small, he's not going to use a small area. But Yosma base is Sayim, but if the karpif is bigger than two base saw, right, so then he will prefer the big exit and the big area, and he will use that. For Yisrael and for a Jew, it's the opposite. Base is Sayim in Oser. If it's base is Sayim or less, it's not Oser. Why? Because he's allowed to carry into a karpif that's less than base is Sayim. But if it's but if it's more than base is Sayim, so that's Oser for him to carry into that area on Shabbos, and therefore Oser. Therefore, the Jew is going to Aser. Again, just the case of a Jew Asering, carrying in the Chatzar is as if he didn't join the Eruv. Right now, the case where he's just living there. So if he didn't join the Eruv and his exit is in the back door is into an area that's more than Beis HaSayim, he's going to mess up that Eruv. Why? Because he can't carry through the back door into the Karpe if it's Oser to carry to a Karpe if that's bigger than Beis HaSayim. Bamini Rabba Bar Chachloim Rav Huna Pasuch a karpif ma'u, and so Amar Lai said to him, Amar Beis HaSayim Oser, Yosem Beis HaSayim, Eino Oser. Right, so again, about the guy, if it's smaller than Beis HaSayim, then it's Oser, because he's not going to use that exit, but if it's bigger than Beis HaSayim, he will use that exit, and therefore he does not Oser the Chatzar on the Jews. Okay. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, karpef yoser beis asayim shalohu kaf ladira. Right, you have a karpef bigger than beis asayim. It's lohu kaf ladira. Right, again, we had said that usually in diaraisa that's a rishus hayachid, but chazal or metakein, right? That's going to be aser midra banan. It's going to be for all intents and purposes a karmelis. It's not hukaf ladira, right? If it's hukaf ladira, that would be different, but it's not hukaf ladira. And afilu beis kor, afilu kor, afilu korayim, even if it's really, really huge, hashzorech latocho chayev. If you throw into it from a rishus rabban, you're going to be chayev. Again, because midoraisa, it's a rishus yachid, chazal asered, right, and turned it into a karmelis, but really midoraisa, or not turned into karmelis, but just made exera maybe, then said that it's aser, right, midoraisa, it's a rishus yachid. My time amachitza, right, the reason is because a karpef, as we said, is usually fenced off, and that makes it into rishus yachid. Right, elash mechusar's diurim, but there's nobody living there. So Chazal were nervous, right? They think that it sounded, looked like a rishus rabban, etc. They made it usher to carry. Maser Rav Huna bar Chinana. What selat shebayam? Let's say they use a rock. You have a rock in the ocean. Right, again, just important for now that you should know that a sea, the ocean, is a karmelis. But a rock that is in the ocean, like an island of some sort, or you know, sometimes you go out on the beach and you know rocks just extend, right, from, let's say, you know, there's a big no swimming sign because they're big rocks. Okay, so you have a big rock. Gavo asar v'rochav arba. And sure enough, it sticks out of the ocean four tefachim wide and 10 tefachim tall. So, in metatel lo minatoko leyam, v'lo minayam latoko. You can't carry from the rock to the sea, or the sea to the rock, okay, because the rock is rishus hayachid, right? It's 10 by 4, it's rishus hayachid. Pachos mikan, but if it's less than that, so then metatel, then you can carry. Because both of them are karmeluses, and you can carry from karmeluses one to the next. Ad kama, how big is it? And we're going to see which halacha we're talking about. Ad beis asayim, up until two sa. So Gemara says, ahaya, on which part of the brisa are you going? Right? Is this last statement, when it says up until a beis, two beis, a beis asayim, two beis sa. So you lay ma'aseif, if you tell me it's on the last halacha, i.e. that you're allowed to go from the ocean to this rock, which is less than 10 by 4, because both of them are karmelis. So beis asayim the tefela. What, you're only allowed to go if the rock is beis asayim and not any more than that. How many karmelis? The karmelis come a tell. Where you're going, again, you're going from a karmelis to a karmelis. It doesn't matter how big it is. Wait, it doesn't make that. There's no shear for a karmelis. So Gemara says, Ela lava resha. Rather, must be talking about a case where the rock is a rishus hayachid, it's 10 by 4. Ve'achid kamar, this is what it means to say. Sela shabayam, gavah asar v'rochav arba. If you have a rock in the sea, which is a rishus hayachid, ein metatel lo betocho leyam v'lo minayam letocho. You can't carry from the ocean to it, or from it to the ocean. Ve'ad kama, and how big, meaning how big is it going to be a rishus hayachid? Ad beis asayim. Right, up only until two sa. Hayasar mebeis asayim letatelin. But if it's more than two sa, apparently you can carry from the ocean to the rock, because we're going to assume that bigger than beis asayim is a karmelis. Alma karmelisi, right? We see that it's a karmelis. Tiyuf to Rabbi Yochanan, and again, that's against Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it's asur midaraisa, right, to carry from a karpef to rishus rabban, because really a karpef is a rishus yachid. But here you're telling me that if it's bigger than beis asayim, it's really a karmelis. The area that we're talking about. So Amar Rava, right, meaning that wouldn't be Asur Midaraisa. So Amar Rava says, mind a little yoda to Rutsi Misnisa. Right? Someone who doesn't know to give an answer for some guy who didn't know how to learn, right, Tiyufta Mosu Vlada Rabbi Yochanan. Tried to bring this Tiyufta against Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, it's a simple answer here, and whoever asked Akasha doesn't know what he's doing. So Lema Lola Marisha. Really, it's going on in the first case, meaning, like we said. Like we explained, but you made the wrong diak. You made the wrong diak in the limud, in the brisa. The other kamar, really, you have to learn like this. Habatochu metaltalin, right? You're allowed to carry within, right? You're not allowed to carry from the sea to the rock, but inside the rock itself, on the space of a rock. Again, it's 10 by 4. It's just a yachid, right? So that you are allowed to carry within. So ad kama, and how big can the rock be to the point where you're allowed to carry while you're on the rock? That's a basis sign. Right, that's up until Su saw, because if it's bigger, so then it's a carmelist. That's the regular halacha that we've been learning right from the beginning of Masechta, from Masechta Shabbos. And Rosh Hashanah, right, a carpe, if it's bigger than Beis HaSayim, Chazal, when we're talking, that it should be a carmelist, and you cannot carry even Dalet Amos within it. Right, up to that, you can carry up to Dalet Amos, not more. Rav Ashi says, Lola Maresha, in Echinami, it gives another answer, meaning that really, It is still going on the Reisha. It's funny because we never said it was going on the Seifa, but okay. Either way, it's going on the first statement. Again, it's going on the Reshus HaYochid. The Heinam Ru. And it's a case where there are two takanos that you have to resolve. Right? Heinam Ru, meaning on the one hand, Chazal said, Karpef Yosem Beis Sayim for the Huko for the Dira, Eimetalt Lebo Elabar Amos. If you have a Karpef that's bigger than two Beiso, which is not Huko for the Dira, right, you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos. But there's also another zakana that Eim Taltam Shuzayachid, the Carmelist. You're not allowed to carry from a Carmelist to a Shuzayachid. So, once you're faced with those two conflicting takanos, then you have to figure out which one to follow. Right? Beis HaSayim, the Shari, the Tutlai Vekula, if it's within, smaller than Beis HaSayim, it's mutar to carry inside of it, right? The Shuzayachid. So, Asri Lubana Taltalay Lomina Yam Lotokha Lomina Tokhaliyam. So then, Chazal asked you carrying from the ocean to the rock and back. So my time, why is that? Because Rosh Hashanah Gemuruhu, because it's Mamash Rosh Hashanah. Like, and i.e., it's, that, therefore, even Midara, and even Midarabana. So they also are carrying from the ocean to this rock, because they're full-fledged Rosh Hashanah. Yasmer Beis HaSayim, but if it's more than two Beisa, then the Asr the Talta de Bekula, you're not allowed to carry in all of it because, again, it's a Carmelist, right? Chazal made it a Carmelist. So there, in that case, Shor Rabbana Tutla Mitocho, Le'amu Mini Amatocho. So then Chazal said it's mutter for you to carry from one Carmelist to the next. My time, or why? Because Dilma, I'm Rosh Hashanah Gemuruhu. Because maybe people will think that it's Rosh Hashanah, right? Mamish, Asr the Talta de Bekula, and people will carry through all of it. Meaning, if they asserted it, people would think it's Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, if it was usher to carry in from the rock, which is bigger than a base of Siam, to the ocean, which is a Carmelist, they might have thought, oh, this is Rosh Hashanah. Now I can carry throughout the entire rock. So therefore, because that would mess up the other Takana, which said that something that's bigger than a base of Siam is really a Carmelist. So therefore, Chazal said that, oh, in a Hanami, we're gonna allow you to carry from the sea to the rock to make sure you know that it's a Carmelist. Umayshnav, right, what's the difference? Meaning, why did you choose the kana of carrying in a carpet that's bigger than Beis HaSayim, i.e. that's a Carmelist, as opposed to the takana that you're not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelist? So Gemara says, Tochu Shchiach, Mitochu Liyam, Minayam Tochu Lo Shchiach. But it's much more common for someone to want to carry something on top of the rock, as opposed to someone who transferring an item from the ocean to the rock, right? How common is it for someone to take something from the ocean, bring it onto this random rock island? Right? The ocean's moving, water's moving, and it's not so easy to get something from the water to the rock. Right? It's much more common for someone to carry on top of the rock surface, and therefore, that was the takana that Chazal concerned themselves with. Okay, we will go weiter mitzvah Shem in the Shas tomorrow on Erev Shabbos. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.